Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You can start things off today.
Good morning, guys. You were talking about the gas prices in B.C.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only thing I can say is you get what you vote for. God bless them NDP that live in the back pocket of Justin Trudeau. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to salute my buddy, Edwin. He's my roommate. He's a really good guy.
All right, done deal. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. If you missed that earlier this morning, out in B.C. on Friday afternoon, again, going into the weekend. And gas prices in B.C., I don't know what the deal is. They fluctuate all the time, like hour to hour almost.
Also, too, day by day, like going into the weekend, they'll always go up on a Friday. They'll be up on a Monday, but then they'll drop on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Well, arrived on Thursday morning, the price then was $158.9. By Friday afternoon, $165.9.
That's off the charts.
Yeah. And I was like, geez, I've reached my breaking point here. But
like you said, 13 cents before I would have reached my breaking point.
Well, and the thing is, too, that I found incredible is the fact that nobody really knows why the price is that high now. In the city of Vancouver itself, there is a 10-cent tax for transit. There's also the carbon tax on top of that, and there's people that believe that Alberta shut off the oil, which I don't know that that actually happened or not. So,
yeah, but you know what? What is fact and what is perception is quite often quite different.
Very true. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. John Gormley had an excellent article on October the 12th in the paper about losing Potash Corp head office without a fight, and that's exactly what the SAS party is doing. They let it go, and they're not fighting for it. So God bless the SAS party.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning to you, too. Just for curiosity's sake, I was listening to the Blades game the other day, when they played Red Deer.
Right.
I didn't hear a PA game, but I'm just curious, did old Les Lazarick retire, or is he just off somewhere?
No, he's just off somewhere. He will be back probably this weekend.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, how about those Riders? They played a wonderful game there in the weekend. Holy crow, I think the wheels fell right off, eh?
Wow.
I don't think you're going to win too many more.
Well, I think what happened is they were unaware that the game started at noon.
Time change.
They're
from Saskatchewan.
You know, they're going into Winnipeg. They were unaware of what time the game started.
Oh.
They thought they were just warming up for the first half.
I think Mike Riley helped them the week before there. He was the 13th man on their team. Threw them that football right to their hands there. Couldn't wait.
And they needed that again, and it just didn't happen. Yeah. What a thing.
Oh, they're in tough shape now.
Yeah, agreed. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would really like to salute all the people that made the Multiple Myeloma March yesterday such a success. They raised over 13,000.
Wow.
Lots of little people in the background helping out.
Perfect. Very nice. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Speaking of the BC fuel thing going on, it's not the NDP's fault, and it's not Trudeau's fault. You think of who it is fault from across the ocean there. It's the Saudi Arabia's that's doing this all. They'll do it one province at a time. Just look out. It's going to happen. Also, I like the city of Saskatoon. I was at the Blades game yesterday. 3,200 fans on a Sunday afternoon. Come on. Now what's going on there, Dave and Steve?
I don't know, because it was against Prince Albert, man.
Yeah.
This is going to be a battle all season long. They play 8 times. So far, PA's won the first 2. I tell you what, those are games that you really got to get out and see.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'm just curious to one caller a while ago there. What political party has actually brought the price of gas down? I can't think of one. Can you?
Good point. Thanks for the call. And again, hey, if the price is up, taxes are up, right?
Yeah. It's funny, you know, political parties sometimes take blame for what they don't deserve and take credit for what they don't deserve.
Yeah.
It's just the way the world works.
That is very true, is it not?
Yeah.
Very true. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Anything that's on your mind, we would love to hear about it. On this Monday morning, middle of the month, that's going to see us warm up towards Thanksgiving, towards Halloween. you know, it seems like Thanksgiving was like
yesterday.
Right there. Yeah, I know. But yeah, no, it looks like things will start to heat up. 17 degrees by Wednesday.
And the entire month of September, what a write-off that month was.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize it. I was talking to my brother who farms down in Fox Valley, and he kept reminding me, like, it was cold and it was miserable. Usually he says, you know, we know that the weather's going to beat us up for a couple of days, but then it bounces back and we can get on with the harvest and stuff. And this year was just, it wouldn't stop. It was relentless through September.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there are going to be some eager folks getting into the field, so.
Absolutely.
Again, safety and a lot of heavy equipment on the road, so keep that in mind. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning to you, too. Yes, I got a great big boot for that high-priced help at the City Hall. You notice we just had a nice long three-day work at Giddy, and they took the garbage. They only pick up the garbage twice a week, and did you know that they went and picked our garbage up on the three-day weekend, and they pay double time and a half, and the rest of the week the truck sits in the shop. Now, why couldn't they push that over till Tuesday instead of Monday for pickup and save the taxpayer a few bucks? And, of course, if one of that high-priced help in the City Hall, they wouldn't know how to reschedule that.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I wish these people would get their Saudi sand out of head out of the Saudi sand. You don't realize that Trudeau just rubbing his hands when this gas price goes up because the taxes go up. The more we pay for gas, the more tax he puts in his little Ottawa pocket. And we're going electric, man. I don't care what anybody says. Even the brand new cars are saying we are not going to build another gas vehicle. We are going electric, and forget about this damnable pipeline and all the rest of it, and he should be giving us a bonus for buying electric car to stop the pollution, for land's sake.
Thank you for the call. Interesting thought.
I have a quick question here about going electric, and I'm a big fan about renewable resources and green and all the rest of that stuff, but is our infrastructure robust enough to withstand the extra... For example, on a very hot summer day, we will hear how we reached peak capacity in our energy grid, our electrical grid,
yes,
right?
Yes, I see.
Now, let us decide that we're going to have electric cars. Like, how do the electric cars get the electricity? Oh, through the electrical grid. Now, if the electrical grid is at capacity on a hot summer day, does that mean that we can't drive on a hot summer day? Because we're, like, is there a point where the grid can't handle it anymore? And if that's the case... Do we have to rebuild the grid before we get to the electric cars? I have so many questions, Dave.
Wow.
So many questions.
Just so you know, there's a planned power. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a boot for this last guy that thinks that everything's going electric. It's going to be just fine. We don't need petroleum products. Well, you know what? Anything and everything you use, you wear, all depends on petroleum products one way or the other. So if we didn't have petroleum products, we wouldn't even have the electric car. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes on this Monday morning coming up.